Eureka! You found us! Welcome to the Check Out California Radio Show, your key to California hospitality. Hosted by Rad Gantos, principal of Rad Gantos & Associates, a hospitality and commercial real estate design firm, and Craig Sullivan, executive vice president of ParkWest GC, a hospitality and commercial real estate general contractor. Check Out California is focused on our state's hospitality, travel, and tourism markets, and on the large part they play in California's vibrant and innovative economic diversity and unique quality of life. Now, here are your hosts, Rad Gantos and Craig Sullivan.
I'm Rad Gantos, and Craig Sullivan's on the line with us because he is traveling today. Where are you calling from, Mr. Craig?
I'm calling from the Grand Hyatt in San Francisco, California today, and it is a beautiful day up here.
And other than the fact that you just don't want to sit next to me today because I have a cold, what are you doing in San Francisco?
Well, that was it. I needed to get as much distance between the two of us as possible.
Well, when I have a cold, I'm not a happy camper. You need like about an 8-hour quarantine zone from around me. So, what are you doing up there? Because the conference I think you're at, right?
Yeah, I am at the Commercial Real Estate and Lending Conference today, and we are I've moderated a panel this morning, and matter of fact we had Casey Preston from GTK yep. Analytics, who is next week's guest on our show,
yep,
was on my panel today. So this is a general purpose commercial lending conference focused on California,
mm-hmm.
Some of the western U.S., but there's some 25 various lenders that are all doing deals across all the different food groups.
Yep.
We've got some loan submissions this afternoon. They do a thing called the Loan Makers Forum, where you actually get these financial institutions bidding against one another for your loans. So that's kind of a unique twist to a conference. We've also got our friends over at CoStar Group doing a recap of the commercial market in California. And I got to tell you, there are cranes from San Jose to San Francisco. There is a ton of new construction going mm-hmm. on. Not just the municipal projects, but various other residential sky rises and hotel enhanced mixed use developments up here, retail, a lot of different things going on. So it's an exciting time in the city. And this conference is going along really nicely today.
Well, we had an interesting conversation last time we had on our last episode of Check Out California, where we were talking about sort of maybe the incoming changes in the market, and especially with the I'm going to call it like I see it, oversaturation of multiple brands and sub brands and quadruple plants and 1/8 brands and all this stuff. And we said that how it was interesting that conversation has been sort of absent a little bit from conferences until maybe, more recently. Was that something that's coming up in this conference that you're at? Has there been a shift at all?
Not really. The hospitality sector doesn't have a large representation at this panel. Or at this conference. It is, more multifamily than anything else. But followed closely by Class A offices and light industrial and retail. Then I would say hospitality. So we're a little bit down the food chain on this, but some of these lenders that are involved, Wells Fargo and various others, Pacific Premier, do lend in the hotel sector. So it was a good read with them and where they're at, what they're talking about with construction, but really nothing about brands today, which typically doesn't surprise me with this conference.
Let me ask the question a little bit differently, Craig, because I think relevant to this, you're right. I mean, this is not necessarily, it wasn't so much a hospitality question, but the other thing is with these multi-units, I think we had a couple of guests, I'm not sure if it was maybe state Stacy that was that mentioned at first, but you know that a lot of these multi-unit developments are also incorporating amenities and offerings that are pseudo-hospitality now. Are you seeing any of? Let me ask the question this way: What trends have you seen, or what topics have caught your interest this time around that maybe show the intent and direction of this particular industry sector?
You know, with this sector, yeah, you are seeing some hospitality-like amenities. You know, 24-hour concierge, a living room, or you know, in place of a lobby in the building.
Right.
Your units may be a little bit smaller, so it's more about the cohabitation factor.
Yeah.
With you know, having a larger gym facility, that living room facility. And a few other amenities that are being put in there for being able to work mobily as well. So I think you're seeing that. Security is also another thing that I think you're seeing a lot of. And you know, but I got to tell you, there are construction cranes all over the city.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I'm not seeing a pause or a deep breath like I might see on some multifamily down in the Orange County, Los Angeles, North San Diego areas.
Yeah.
You know, up here, because again, you've only got so much real estate. This is a vertical market.
Yeah.
So there's a ton of construction going on, a lot of rehabilitation. Salesforce is in the middle of building one of the largest skyscrapers in the city up
yeah.
here.
Well, we've always talked about the San Francisco market as being its own animal, right? I mean, even
yeah,
within California.
Always it.
Yeah.
Hey, are you doing the video for the show today?
Nope, we're just doing audio.
Okay.
Because you know what? Right. Nobody wants to look at my ugly mug if you're not sitting next to me.
That's not true.
But we wanted to make sure that we got some airtime while you were away, and thanks for prepping people for the next show. When how long is this conference for, Craig?
I'm heading back tomorrow afternoon. I've got some client meetings up here.
Okay.
One of the things that, you know, hospitality related that I thought was very fascinating. I was out yesterday running from a couple of different meetings.
Yep.
And all of a sudden I'm hearing a drum beat, and I'm going and people screaming, and I'm going past a hotel, and the local union is out on strike. And they've got everybody armed with big plastic buckets, and they are banging them like drums.
That's funny, like Rent, like the chorus line from Rent.
Right, exactly.
Funny.
And then I started doing a little research, and there's basically been a strike scenario up here for a little over a month now. The Oakland Marriott, which is attached to the convention center, in Oakland, was hit by this, and I actually know some of the guys in the ownership group on that hotel. But it's interesting. There was roughly 8,000 workers nationwide that have gone out on this strike.
Wow.
2,500 in San Francisco, 300 in San Jose, and I've got to guess that there's probably around 1,000 or more up in Oakland that were participating in this. And Oakland is now back under contract. So I'm glad to hear that the local union and the city of Oakland have resolved their issues, and we'll be getting back to business as normal. After all, we do need the hotels fully staffed to be able to take care of the, you know, both business and leisure travel that
right.
Dominate this state. And hopefully everything over here on this side of the bay will be resolved pretty quickly as well. Now, I know that some of the demands involved were better pay, benefits, job security.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know why it lasted a month.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everything in there seems, you know, pretty standard topic-wise. So.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm just glad that they resolved it and they're moving forward. So hopefully the rest of it and it will be resolved shortly. And it did seem like they were targeting Marriott and products, and along with the former Starwood products, which are now rolled into Marriott.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
Well, and you hear that kind of thing happen on occasion from, you know, all over, right? And Las Vegas is another one that's sort of notorious where that happens on occasion. So glad, like you said, glad to see people basically working towards resolution on something like that and getting that all sorted
out. Absolutely. There's no winners in that, you know, whether, you know, it's the employees or anybody else. It's just like, you know, guys, let's get back to work. And I'm just glad that they resolved it. So that's a good thing.
And what was your panel on, by the way?
It was on increasing market share, and it had to do a lot with technology.
Oh.
So what we did was I had CoStar Group, which, yeah, anybody who's in commercial real estate, not just hospitality, they've got the best comps in the world. They're very in-depth. It's a great service.
Yep, it is.
They've also got a full suite of products that they offer. And we talked about those.
Sure.
We also talked, we had Casey, like I mentioned, talking about social media and web design and execution. And then we had Samson Love from Cost Resource. Yeah, they're one of the larger platforms for lenders, certainly nationally, and they were just bought out by a bigger firm. So their subscription base is gotten huge, and you know most deals today, especially on the lending side, people looking for a lender, a lot of them are going online, and Cost Resource is a great venue for that. And they're also, they've been a sponsor of the California Lodging Investment Conference since the first one, and Casey, as you know, does the website and is a sponsor for Click as well. So
right.
It was good having those guys up there. And yeah, it was a diverse group in the audience. We had somewhere between 25 and 30 people in the breakout session. Yeah. So, you know, we had an hour to talk on various subjects. And then I surveyed the audience to see, you know, who was there. And it was probably about 40% lenders and mortgage brokers. And the rest of the audience were management companies, owners, investors, and sales agents, brokers, along that line. None of the, no real attorneys or any of the other third-party professionals, which kind of shocked me.
Hmm.
But I think the bigger shock was I asked the audience if they were making any investments personally in technology and if their company was. And I don't even think I had a quarter of the people in the room raise their hand on that.
Why do you think that's the case?
I don't know, because it is so much easier now with certain platforms, whether, again, it's CoStar or another one that I use exclusively for hotels, Lodging Econometrics and Bruce Ford.
Right.
You know, I've got an app on my phone. I can put in a criteria and I can find out, you know, what hotels need to be renovated in, you know, a 5-mile radius or a 1,500-mile radius.
Right.
I can also see what's going on with projects that are, you know, underway. I can, you know, also, and again, I use CoStar primarily for their comps and, you know, see what sold, what it traded for, you know, who the brokers were. Look for, you know, and if that particular comp falls into a set or a category in the hotel sector that I'm looking at,
mm-hmm.
and then I can go chase those brokers down and go, hey, I want something similar like you just sold in this transaction. So,
yeah.
You know, it's great. And there's so much information at your fingertips now where you don't, you know, one of the points we got across was, okay, you've got an analyst working for you, doing spreadsheets and all this other information, you know, for, you know, 100+ thousand a year. Now, if you've got a system, you know, like Cost Resource, where all these spreadsheets and all these programs are in there, and they're all current and up to date because they're assimilating all that material. Come on, there's what, a dozen loan products out there.
Well, that's why I'm really surprised that's such a low, buy-in. because how do you even stay competitive?
You know, work smarter, you know, and not necessarily harder, but you take advantage of these tools that are out there.
Yep.
And, you know, have a sexy website, have, you know, a few more bells and whistles, and have this analyst doing some other things and making some of the cold calls for you. And then, you know, you can, create, you know, a better market share than what you've got right now. So we, you know, we had quite a post, breakout session, you know, meet and greet afterwards, and it was really a good panel. I'm very proud of the panelists that I had.
Very cool. A lot of fun. Very cool. Who were the panelists?
Again, we had Samson Love from Cost Resource. We had Casey Preston from GTK Analytics, and Keith Tige from CoStar Group.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive panel.
Yeah, so they all, it was good. It was, you know, we had a little bit of prep time, and, you know, I rallied the troops about 10 minutes beforehand and just went over everything. And, you know, you've been on panels that I moderate.
Yep.
You know, it's pretty easy for me when I've got people like you and these guys and Larry Bronton and various others. You know, I just have to ask some questions, make a couple of comments, and get out of the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really a pleasure dealing with you know, high caliber professionals that, you know, I don't have to do the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to, you know, make a couple of phone calls, get them, give me some questions, and yeah, see what direction it goes in. A lot like our radio show.
Yeah. No. And I think this day and age, I mean, a lot of the information that people are interested in getting given to them is stuff that's like this, that where you have people that are very astute, very comfortable in their own sphere of expertise, and are basically sharing it in a very open manner, very kind of conversational dialogue manner. I just did a show a few minutes ago, and we were talking about how the art of talking to one another has almost been lost to the art of talking at one another. And there's just a lot of desire for that kind of an exchange of ideas, and panel format is very, very wonderful for that if it is structured the way you just described, and not where it's just, you know, well, here, let me read you what my 8x10 page says, and it's more of an exchange.
And you know, also the other thing I try and do is engage the audience.
Yep.
You know, and periodically I ask them to raise, you know, does anybody have a question, or somebody will raise their hand and we'll go, you know, take care of that question. And that can spin us into another part of the conversation, which is
right.
Enjoyable. And, you know, I think you're absolutely right with your comments on that. But I also think part of the conversation is being able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and take that information and go, there's a nugget in there. I need to try and assimilate that into whatever my work structure is, mm-hmm. as well. So it's been really good. It's been a lot of fun. And then I got to have dinner at one of my favorite restaurants last night, the Nob Hill Cafe. Outstanding job as always. Great Italian food, best chocolate ganache in San Francisco, and an outstanding wine list. So a lot of fun up there last night.
Well, I'm assuming that after that very detailed description, you at least are bringing some home.
Oh, it made it back to the refrigerator in the hotel room, and that's probably going to be dinner tonight.
So oh, well.
It's not going anywhere near
well,
there.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing. I guess you called and shared some input from the conference, so that's fine. That'll just have to satisfy me. And I'll have to go up there and try my own.
We'll have to come up here, and we should come up here anyhow and do a remote for the show. We get Paul out of the studio as well. But Paul, no short pants.
No, we're not letting Paul out of the studio. Paul needs to stay in the studio. It's safer for him and for others around him. But listen, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for checking in.
Before we check out, though, I want to talk about two more things.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then we'll wrap this up in about 5 minutes. Last week, I was at the grand opening for the Park James Hotel in Menlo Park.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, this is my favorite new hotel in the state of California. The architectural team, the ownership team, the design team, the management team, which is Broughton Hotels, they've got a home run. This place is amazing. It is about 5 minutes away from the main gate at Stanford. Check it out online, the Park James Hotel. You will have 100,000 welcomes at this hotel. We had roughly 500 to possibly 600 people there for the grand opening party. We had the English Beat for entertainment. The food at Oak and Violet, the signature restaurant, is outstanding. Probably one of the best farm-to-fork experiences you will have in the state of California. And our friend and one of our early guests on Checkout California, Mr. Weston Spiegel, is the GM.
We have had on the show.
Yes, and he's done a great job. They created a vegan burger that, and you know,
Wait. Hold the phones. Okay. Hold the press. You're about to talk about vegan burger. I think last time weren't you the one who last time when you said to me that, you know, I asked you about what you thought about vegan, you said you thought it was Native American for bad hunter?
No, I did not say that. I did not say that. That was somebody who was with us implying that that came out of my mouth, and it never did.
Wow. Pour us a drink, Paul. I think Greg's about to talk about vegan burger.
I tell you, the consistency and the taste, I had no idea. I gobbled down two of these, and they were just absolutely delicious. And I was talking to West, and he goes, you know, it's a vegan burger, right? I said, I had no idea. I said, you need to pack up whatever that product is in dry ice and send it to my house. So I'm going to have some coming to the house, and we'll barbecue.
Yeah, I feel like I need to send in a SEAL team or something to extract him from Northern California. You know, he's turning on me.
No. I'm still putting some sort of meat on my grill.
Well, yeah, obviously, but it's vegan. I mean, okay, all right. Well, you know what? It's okay. That's okay. I'm just teasing you. Yeah, no, I did enjoy your shares when you were up there on social media, and you know, knowing what Weston and Larry have been working on all this time, we've had both of them on the show. It really does look amazing, and I can't wait to visit. And I think they're probably going to do just sensational business up there.
They're going to do great. They've been sold out up there almost every night for the past 2 to 3 weeks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they've got a home run on their hands, and again, my congratulations to Broughton Hotels.
Yep.
And the ownership group on this. And we're going to have Weston call in, and we're going to have Larry in the studio after the holiday.
Oh, okay.
So probably, I'm going to say at this point, because we've got the ALIS conference in January, America's Lodging Investment Summit.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to talk these guys into submitting the Park James as Deal of the Year for development at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that they do. I mean, you know, if you think of a boutique hotel, this hotel checks off all those boxes and more.
Mm-hmm.
The design is comfortable. It's clean. The lighting packages, the furniture, the design, everything about this hotel on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 10 plus, including the staff. Larry always refers to them as team members, and that was one of the things that I really liked when I was over at Broughton Hotels.
Yeah.
It is a team effort. You are a team member. You're not an associate. And I've got to tell you, the team that Weston recruited for that hotel is doing an outstanding job, and it just, you know, if it was me, I would probably take that same hotel and try and replicate it in some coastal areas and do almost like a Kimpton esque style.
Well, that's what it sounds like. It's got the opportunity to do. I mean, you heard it here first, folks. Greg Sullivan announcing a potential new brand, going beyond one location. If anybody is interested, you should definitely go visit the Park James. And check it out
or
for
you
yourselves.
Call me.
Or you can call Craig. Or you can call Craig.
Yeah.
And he'll go with you, too, probably, and introduce you to the vegan burger. But
absolutely. Then the last thing I want to cover before we hang up, you know, we're running out of time. The California Lodging Investment Conference on March 7th is doing very well. We've got about 90 people registered at this
Fabulous.
Point. Please register early and often, you know, and we do have a group rate if you're, got a group coming when the group is four or more.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're adding, some new sponsors. We've already added a few. Tour the website at CLIconference.com. And you can be kept up to date there and also on the social media platforms. Look for CLIC or California Lodging Investment Conference. And if, as a listener of today's show, go register and use the initials CLIC, C-L-I-C, all uppercase, and you will get a 20% discount. And Rad, how's the design for the stage coming? My last question to you, my friend.
It's coming well, and we will be releasing that through you shortly. I'm very excited about it. We had the opportunity to do that last year, and we are doing it again. Thanks for inviting Rod Gentzen Associates to do that, Greg. We will be putting that out shortly. I wanted to ask you, did we... Do you want to talk a little bit about your panels or anything of that discussion? That stuff's already on the website, right? Like what
it's all on the website. There's a couple of changes that are going to be coming once I get back to Southern California and got some confirmation. But I'm also hoping to make a couple of announcements on our next show on the 21st. But social media and the website are always the best way to get your information first, because we may have a little bit of a time lag in between our Check Out California show. And when, say, when Marriott became a sponsor, and I thank them very much for that. But, yeah, there was like a week's lag. So social media and the website are always the best way to go.
That's awesome. Safe travels, my friend. Looking forward to seeing you back in Southern California soon, and looking forward to the next show with our guest in studio. If anybody's interested in finding out more about the CLIC conference, CLIC conference, sorry, CLIConference.com. And, CLIConference.com. And it is a new location. And again, I say this every single time, make sure to register early. This will sell out. It has sold out in 2 years. To Craig's credit, to the caliber of people that are there, it is a one-day conference you do not want to miss that is focused solely on California hospitality. And it is very conveniently located right here in Orange County.
Absolutely. Yep. Right down the street from the studio.
Right down the street from the studio.
Show the night before. Yeah.
So I look forward to that, and look forward to having you back in studio for the next show, my friend. Safe travels.
Thank you very much. Feel better, brother.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you for being our guest today on Check Out California. We look forward to having you as a guest with us again in 2 weeks. Until then, you can always reach us through our Check Out California Facebook page or by emailing us at checkoutcalifornia@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. So do let us know what you think of the show and what areas of interest you'd like to see us cover in the future. Your feedback is very important to us as we continue to bring you the best hospitality our Golden State has to offer. Until next time, may all your days be filled with sunsets and palm trees. Now, go experience and check out California.